Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
Die groot probleme tans in Pretoria steeds is die voertuig aan die brand op die N1 Suid net voor die N4 Emalahleni snelweg. Die toneel is nou opgeruim, al die bane is oop, maar baie stadig op pad soontoe en nog 'n ongeluk op Linwoodweg Wes by Solomon Mahlangu-Rylaan.
Die vrou van die vermeende diamantswendelaar Louis Liebenberg se borgtog aansoek is vanmiddag deur die Landdroshof in Bronkhorstspruit van die hand gewys. Liebenberg en sy vrou Daisy is die enigste van 9 verdagtes in 'n bedrog, korrupsie en geldwasery saak wat steeds in aanhouding is nadat hulle na beweringe 4 miljard rand van onwetende kliënte geswendel het. En na die buitenland, die Europese Kommissie se hoof van buitelandse beleid, Josep Borrell, is een van vele leiers wat gereageer het op die internasionale strafhof se besluit om lasbriewe uit te reik vir die inhegtenisneming van Israëlse premier Benjamin Netanyahu en sy voormalige minister van verdediging Yoav Gallant en ook die voormalige leier van Hamas Mohammed Daif omdat daar onsekerheid hang oor nuus van sy dood.
It is not a political decision. It is a decision of a court of justice, an international court of justice. And the decision of the court has to be respected and implemented. This decision is a binding decision.
Meer oor die en ander stories om 6. Intussen hou Karl Koertse van Cartesian Capital 'n oogie oor die plaaslike sakefront.
Die JSE-indeks van alle aandele het die dag 0,4% hoër gesluit, nadat die Suid-Afrikaanse Reservebank die rentekoers met 0,25% verlaag het. Mr. Price Parentroots was die groot wenners van die dag. Mr. Price se aandele het met meer as 8% hoër verhandel, nadat die besigheid 'n goeie handelsopdatering uitgereik het. Die verloders van die dag sluit in BHP, Anglo en Glencore. Swaargewigte Naspers en Prosus het ook laer verhandel.
$1 kos in die stadium R18.02, €1 R18.98 en £1 R22.77. Goud verhandel teen $2,668.42 per fyn ons en Brent Rees olie staan op $74.13 per vat Brent. Ek is Marlene Fischer, meer nuus om 6.
Sports news brought to you by Superbets this afternoon. Know your sport better than anyone else? We'll prove it at superbets.co.za. Superbets, the place to bet, spin, play and win.
We start off with some rugby news. Former Lions and SAA coach Johan Ackerman will return to South Africa after 7 years abroad to lend his experience to the junior Springbok squad as a coaching consultant. The 54-year-old will return from Japan where he's been coaching for the last 4 years. Ackerman coached the Red Hurricanes and that was from 2020 to 2022. And Urayasu D-Rocks from 2023. He'd previously spent 3 seasons with Gloucester in England. Sam Kane and TJ Perenara will make their international rugby farewells this weekend after being selected in a strong all-black lineup to take on Italy in Turin. Flanker Sam Kane will make his 104th appearance for his country starting. And he's going to be in the starting 15 at the Allianz Stadium on Saturday. Scott Robinson aims to end the year on a high note after a narrow defeat in France last week. TJ Perenara, of course, has got 88 caps for the All Blacks. He's going to start his last ever match for New Zealand on the bench. And the Bulls Daisies have acquired the services of junior Springbok Sinique Alexander, who joins them on an initial 2-year deal. The Qobeha native, well, she has spent some time in the Eastern Province where she made a women's Premier Division debut 2 seasons ago. She is an outside back and she's thrilled to be surrounded by the quality players at the Daisies camp. Of course, the Bulls Daisies are the only professional rugby team in terms of ladies rugby. Chelsea captain Reece James, well, he suffered a new injury setback after being ruled out of Saturday's clash against Leicester with a hamstring problem. James only returned to action in October after missing out for the start of the season, but Chelsea boss